after our afternoon break with Mr. Filling on across by the city.
Okay. Mr. Filling, we'll show that exhibit at a later time. I'm going to move on with some additional questions.
Yeah.
So when you were being questioned by Baja through Mr. Larkin, you mentioned that when signing the safety sheets that it didn't matter to Ani regarding how the workers sign. So my question is, so Ani considers the Baja workers as New Way workers, it didn't matter to them?
Yeah, for the most part. So like if there was an issue with a Baja employee on site, it wasn't, it was basically a New Way thing to deal with. Like Ani employed New Way employed Baja.
Mr. Filling, do you speak Spanish?
No.
Did you hear anything about a kickback between Tony Machado and Roberto Soto Contreras?
I did, well, like recently as part of this whole hearing, but that was it.
I'm going to object to this. If you're going to pursue this line of questioning, you're going to ask beyond Soto Contreras.
Go ahead.
But that was the only question, but I thought that someone had mentioned the check. But
no. Sustained.
Okay. So in the 30B6 that was done by Ms. Orla Grant, Tony Machado was the person in charge of everyone, according to that particular deposition. Are you saying that that wasn't accurate?
Yeah, I would say that Tony Machado was in charge of, like, personnel on site. I mean, I'm trying to draw a distinction here. Yes, he was in charge of everybody that was there, but then I was in charge of site logistics, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to share my screen, and this is City's Exhibit 1 and Examiner Exhibit 41, and I am on page 11. I'm starting at line 19. Can you see, let me see if I can make this look. Can you see this okay?
I can see it. I can see it, yes.
Okay. So starting at line 19 on page 11, can you just read from line 19 until you get to line 25, and then I'm going to go to page 12. You can just read it to yourself. You don't have to read it out.
Yep, I'm good.
And where you see page 12, read to line 20. Once I stop scrolling. Okay.
Line
21 and 22 as well.
Question, everybody that we see listed on this page, answer yes.
I'm sorry, I meant to yourself. I wasn't clear.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So is this information that you see here, is that different from what you just testified to regarding Mr. Machado's responsibilities?
Yeah, I think, if I had to guess, Quinn's talking about everybody below Tony Machado. It would be like saying Tony Machado is directing the president's meeting.
Is that what she said in her testimony?
I don't know. No, she did not.
I object to characterizing as to her testimony. She's testifying on behalf of do a for me, not personally.
Okay. I can rephrase. Is that what is stated in the 30D6?
Yes.
And it mentioned earlier, Exhibit 2, earlier on page 11, right here, it said, okay, so on the first page of Exhibit 2. And Exhibit 2 is actually Baja Exhibit 123, which I also have pulled up. Can you see this? Okay. So this is the org chart that the 30D6 deposition that was taken of Niue. This is the org chart that she was referring to. Have you seen this before?
Yes, that was similar to the one that was pulled up by Baja.
Okay. Is this accurate of the org chart that was in place at the time of the work at 1120 Niue?
Yeah. While I was there, yes. From people changed throughout the time, but yeah.
Okay, and you provided a safety work example earlier. Did you also sign off on their time sheets when they had to attend those safety meetings?
What do you mean? Sorry.
So the safety meetings that the employees attended. I'm not sure how often. How often did they attend the safety meetings that you testified to? I think it was Ms. Wolf from
UAW. It was once a week, yeah.
So my question was, did you have to sign off on any of the time for the employees that attended those safety meetings?
Sorry, I guess I don't really understand. Like, am I testifying that I signed off on the time that the employee was standing there during the safety meeting, or am I testifying that what's on those safety meeting records was that, yes, the person was there during that safety meeting?
Okay, let me come back to that question. Okay. Let me pull up the org chart again, because I think that that'll help me explain what I'm trying to ask you here. So it's Exhibit 123 again. Okay, so like in a work example, you mentioned that that like the safety person,
fire boiler.
Yes.
That
so yeah, it was the person that did not work for Niue. They worked for a separate safety company. Do you remember that testimony?
Yes, that was on a different workflow sheet.
Okay, I think yeah.
This one, it was this one. So this is Exhibit 5524 that I'm showing now, and it's the Seattle OLS 2247. Can you see that? Okay. Okay. So it was Steph LeBron, I think, that you mentioned. Yep. Okay, did this person report to, did this person work for a Niue foreman as a Niue employee? No, he worked for Safety Matters.
As a subcontracted third party safety person. So
Okay. So the question I was trying to get at was, do you have to sign off on any timesheets for Mr. Seth LeBron?
We did, yes.
Okay. And were they required to use any type of time clocks provided by Niue?
No. Actually, no. I think he ended up using the same mobile app that we did.
Okay. Meaning Niue employees?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Was there any other safety employees that worked at the New Way site with Mr. LeBron from that same company?
Yeah, so there was occasionally a fill-in safety person from them, and it varied, so I can't speak to who exactly it would have been, like if Seth was away a day or if he was on holidays for 2 weeks, somebody else would fill in for him from safety matters.
So with that particular safety employee or safety employee that was not a New Way employee, did you have to call and tell that particular company how many people were needed to do safety?
Sometimes, yeah. So if Ani requested that we had more safety personnel there, then we would call, I think it was Jennifer, or send an email to Jennifer, who was the rep from Safety Matters, and let her know that, hey, like, we need an additional safety person here for whatever reason, and they would do their best to accommodate that.
Okay. So did New Way have the power or the ability to tell Baja USA not to bring anyone to the site?
Yeah, technically, if they were not allowed to site by Ani or some safety violation on our end, then yeah, they would be banned from that project.
I think you mentioned in your testimony, and please correct me if I'm incorrect, I think you mentioned in your testimony that you were not aware of a contract between Baja and New Way.
Yes, I was not aware of a contract, like a specific contract or anything.
Okay. Were you aware of a payment from Baja directly to Mr. Machado?
No, but I was made aware there was a payment somehow made or whatever as a result of this hearing.
For the safety company that you mentioned earlier that we were talking about, did you ever receive a payment directly from them to you personally?
No.
Did you ever loan that safety company anyone?
No.
Would that be unusual to loan the safety company money? Would that be unusual to loan the money?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it was totally uncommon even here. Like there was, I'm getting outside the scope of this case, but there was an instance here where a subcontractor we had doing one of the two towers we were doing.
She's asking if it's unusual in his experience. He's answering the question.
He said yes, and that's all I needed. He's going on with additional information that I didn't ask for.
I said
is that unusual? He said yes.
All right, that is an answer, but he was giving an example, which is in the context of the answer, so you can let him finish the answer to the question.
Do you want to finish?
Please.
Yeah, so there was a subcontractor of ours that was doing one of three low rises here in Canada, and they were hemorrhaging money from another site, and if I had to guess, New Way kind of stepped in and made sure that their employees were getting paid for that portion that they were there.
So that was in Canada, not in the U.S.?
Yes, correct. So that was the only example that I think happened, but again, I'm not sure. So sorry. Yeah.
So that was the company loaning money, not an individual person loaning money. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who Mr. Roberto Soto Contreras is? Do you know who he reported to?
I have no idea.
Do you know who provided him direction while he was at the 1120 Gateway location?
Not from Baja, but I know, like, as far as, like, site-specific things, it would usually be relayed from myself or Tony as the day-to-day site logistics, I guess. But then beyond that, I don't know who we reported to.
Okay. Just a few more questions.
Yeah, no problem.
So with the Baja workers that were on site, if they completed a task and needed to know what to do next, who would they ask?
They would typically ask us.
Okay. Can you elaborate on who us is?
Myself, their supervisor, Tony, sometimes Tom. Tom would be in the area. They would ask him a question, and he would do his best to answer and direct them where to go. Same thing with Mario or whomever was in the area. If somebody had a question of what to do next, usually there was somebody, a carpenter or whomever, that could point them in the right direction.
Okay. Do you know how the Baja workers were hired?
I have no idea.
So if UA needed more Baja workers on site, how would that information get communicated? Who would that information get communicated to?
It would go to Roberto. Roberto was, like, as far as I was concerned, my only point of contact with Bob.
Okay. I know that there were some questions by Baja, Mr. Larkins, about, like, the hours worked. How often did the Baja workers work more than 8 hours?
I would say fairly often. Some of them would work just as much as we did.
So could that be 10 hours, 12 hours?
Yeah, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, sometimes 9, sometimes 8.5. It was all over the place.
Okay. And who told the Baja workers what time to report to work?
As far as, like, day-to-day?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It would have been their supervisor.
Okay. That was a new way supervisor?
Yeah.
Okay. And the times that workers would work more than the...
A lot of times.
Just a second. Yeah. let me ask a question.
Sure.
In a normal work day, when the workers would work 8 hours, how many breaks would they receive?
1 to 2.
Do you know when they would receive those breaks and how long they were?
Typically, they would take a break, I think it was 11, and then they would take a break until 11:30 or slightly longer, and then they would work until 3:30.
What time would they start their day?
7:30.
Did they sometimes have to start earlier than 7:30?
Yeah, sometimes we had to start at 3:30 in the morning.
If the workers started at 3:30 in the morning, when would they take their first break?
7 o'clock.
Would that be a 10-minute break, a 30-minute break? How long would that break?
I don't know if I can tell you, to be honest.
Okay. But when they work their typical 8-hour day, at their normal 7:30 starting time, that first break would be at 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 11. I'm sorry. I was kind of removed from the employee lunchroom, you could say.
So do you know if all the workers took their breaks at the same time?
Yeah, typically we all took breaks at the same time, yes.
Okay. So when the workers worked like a 10-hour day or a 12-hour day, did they get more than the breaks that you mentioned? You said one or two?
Yeah, they would take more breaks.
How do you know?
Because I was sometimes one of them. We had several long days at the Leone project, and you take a break when you can, and that was just part of it.
When they worked those 10 to 12 hour days, did they receive more than one meal break?
Yeah, even the crane operators and riggers, they were dictated by, the union. Union policy. So, I mean, because they were kind of more or less running a lot of the site hoisting, I guess you could say, so the bulk of our work, that helped kind of dictate when breaks were happening for the most part.
Okay. In your testimony earlier, you mentioned naturally happen breaks. What is a naturally happening break?
So, again, like with the concrete supply, concrete supply is not steady. It's very infrequent. And there's always moments where you're standing around and you can walk away for half an hour. We have a mobile app that would tell us when the next truck was coming. So you can see if it was being batched like 20 minutes away, or if it was still en route to the batch plant and you had an hour before the next truck was coming.
Did the workers take separate restroom or bathroom breaks?
Everybody went to the bathroom whenever they needed to. There was no restriction on that at all.
And these restroom or bathroom breaks, these were different than the one or two breaks that you mentioned earlier, is that right?
Yes, 100%.
Can you see my screen, Mr. Beale?
Again,
no. Yeah. So I am looking at page 18. Do you remember this document that we looked at earlier?
Yes.
Okay. So we are on page 18, and the date stamp number is trial 00006. We have some testimony from you regarding when the approval of the time for the workers and if they would get paid. So what I want you to look at here is lines 5 through 10. Can you see that?
I think I can.
Okay. Can you read that?
The improper impeachment using a different witness to impeach Mr. Billing and not.
Join.
So this is the 30B6 deposition of UA, and Mr. Peeling is a representative of UA.
This was represented as not being an individual, but the earlier there was an objection raised that this was the New Way deposition, New Way representative deposition. Overrule.
Mr. Billen, can you read lines 5 through 10?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead and read it to yourself, and then I'll ask you a question.
I already did.
Oh, okay. So did you see in this particular document where it talks about the bills not being paid until they were approved?
Yes.
Okay. And who are they indicating needed to approve?
Tom Brown.
And I'm going to scroll to another page. Give me a second. So I don't think it did. Based on number trial 00016. I need you to look at page 61, which is the bottom fourth quadrant, in lines 11 through 16. Can you read those?
Yeah.
You can read it to yourself. You don't have to read it up. In this particular testimony in the 30B6 from UA, it is indicating that unless UA signed off, then they wouldn't be paid. Is that accurate as to what this document reflects?
Yes.
Would you like to change your earlier response regarding if a bill would be paid until it was approved?
No, from my knowledge, I didn't know.
Okay. Okay, and we were having a discussion earlier about the time cards and whether or not they stayed on site.
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling up to trial 00015, and I want you to read page 57, lines 2 through 17. Can you just take a minute to read that for you? Read it to yourself.
Yeah.
Your testimony earlier was that the time cards were taken off site by Mr. Roberto, but here on page 57 it indicates the testimony from the New Way representative indicated that the time cards stayed on site. Is that accurate? What is here?
Yeah, it could well be.
Okay. So did you want to change your testimony about the time cards being taken off site?
I thought they were taken by Roberto along with the timesheet that he had signed. Sorry, maybe I'm mistaken.
Okay. And you mentioned in your testimony about union employees. Were union employees treated differently than workers as far as like their breaks and so forth?
No.
Okay. The city doesn't have any further questions.
Great. We'll next be going to Cross and redirect by New Way and then Baja. I have a few questions I'd like to ask the witness first. Mr. Pilling, I just want to get a little bit of a slight sense of the site. You've indicated there was a lunch area. There were some time cards, and maybe you were separated from it. So can you just give me a bit of a layout? Let me start first with, were there any existing structures on the site, or was it clean when you started?
It was clean when we started.
Great. Were there, for the lunch area, what was that? Was it a structure or just an area?
The lunch area was two portables rented by, Williams Kaufman.
Okay.
And one portable was an office. It had a small office room at one end, and then a plans table at another, with our safety manager at the other end. The other trailer was longer, and it had tables and benches. There was one table at one end, and then there were benches all the way along the wall.
And was there any joining door between the two portables?
No.
Okay, so when you say you were separated from the lunch area, to get to the lunch area, if you were in the office, you'd have to go outside and then back into the other portable?
Correct. Yeah, you would have to walk along the walkway and then back in.
Okay. And where was the time device? The time clock. Where was that?
That was in that lunchroom, as far as I know.
Okay. And what about the time cards? Would they stay in the lunchroom too, or is that when they were done?
Yeah, they were in the same room.
Okay. Did Mr. Roberto Soto Contreras, when he was on site, have access to or allowed to use the office portable, or did he use the lunch portable, or was he excluded in any way from those?
He wasn't excluded, but he didn't typically use them at all.
Okay. How did you know, you indicated in your testimony that, I want to hear your words, that Mr. Roboto was associated with Baja. What was your impression with his relationship with Baja? What were you?
I would say a general manager, I guess.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so your impression was he was a general manager in your terms of Baja. Is that a fair characterization of what your impression was? And how did you develop that impression? How did you know he was a general manager of Baja Concrete?
Because when I first got there, the site was going through a lot of changes. And Roberto was on site constantly, and he was managing workers from his end, like his own guys. And then we were managing our end of things. He would kind of organize his guys wherever they needed to go within our group. And then Roberto slowly started to fall away, and then just kind of came there. We needed the extra assistance, I guess. I don't know. He would just pop in. Sometimes he would go and make sure the finishers from his end were doing what they were supposed to be doing, et cetera, check up on his employees.
Okay. And what I'm wondering is, how did you know, so this, you've indicated this gentleman named Roberto is on site. How did you associate that name, Roberto, with the name Baja Concrete? Where did you hear the name Baja Concrete, and how did you put the two together?
From him.
Can you elaborate on that?
I worked for Baja, and I was like, oh, okay. And then as far as the point of contact for Baja, he was my point of contact. He was Tom's point.
wrong in a way. I don't know.
Okay. And stepping back from him, just in general, how did you know you were working with Baja Concrete USA as a company?
Just because I knew they had guys on the site. So when I got there, there was a bunch of New Way workers, and also I was told that we had Baja employees as well, that were basically helping make up Manpower.
So somebody told you. That's how you knew they were Baja?
Yeah, I knew right away.
Okay. And were you able at any given time to distinguish between the Baja and New Way employees if you walked through the site?
No.
Thank you. We'll go now to Cross Redirect by New Way. Ms. Wolf.
Thank you. Just a couple questions. The timesheets that we looked at earlier that had your signature on them and your name on them, the workers that were listed on that timesheet, did you have any idea how much they were being paid?
No, not at all.
Do you know whether the workers listed on that those timesheets were paid overtime premiums?
No. I assumed as much. I mean, yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't know either way?
No.
Okay. Even assuming if New Way Forming did not pay Baja Concrete invoices, do you have any idea whether or not Baja Concrete was paying its employees?
No.
Okay, that's all the follow-up questions I have. Thank you.
Great. We'll go last to Cross Redirect by Baja. Mr. Larkin.
Thank you. Again, back to the sign-in sheets for meetings, safety meetings. Sure. Do you know whether somebody told these workers who got paid through Baja, you know whether somebody told them to sign in as New Way workers?
No, I don't.
So do you know why they would sign in that way?
I don't. I think it was just more of an ease where it was like, oh, who are you with? Oh, I'm with Baja. Who's Baja? Oh, well, they're working for New Way. I think it was just more of a shortcut, like, oh, I'm working for New Way. Does that make sense?
Have you ever seen anything in writing which would show that Roberto was an employee of Baja Concrete?
Not to my knowledge.
So the only reason you believe Roberto was employed by Baja was because Roberto indicated that to you?
Because he was constantly dealing with the Baja employees, so he was my point of contact for making sure we had, like, if we needed more manpower, he was my point of contact and he would facilitate more manpower. If we needed somebody site level to look after his employees, then he was the one I contacted, and he would do that. So,
you used the word liaison a moment ago.
I did.
In relation to Roberto and Baja. Does that imply, or could that imply that he was some kind of liaison who was not actually employed by Baja?
No.
Okay. No further questions.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Billing. Appreciate you being available at a sporadic moment as we're working through the technology.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Not a bit. We've seen it before. You're excused.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right. We are at 4:30. I do see that Ms. DeArmas is here. I don't see much merit in swearing her in and trying to push her through in half an hour, but with her present, perhaps we can identify, unless parties feel otherwise, we can identify when we can bring her back and bring a conclusion to the hearing. Any other proposal? Okay. Looking to the week of, well, let me ask this, Council. Let me get a sense from each of you, timing, that you intend with this witness. I saw a change in the case, you know, in our schedule with the last witness. I don't know what the intent is with regard to Ms. DeArmas. So starting with Baja, Mr. Larkin, how long do you expect Ms. DeArmas to be on direct?
Probably 2 to 3 hours.
Neway and Machado also called her, or identified her as a witness. Ms. Wolf?
Yeah, probably 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Max.
Yeah.
Or
direct.
And direct, yeah.
Okay. You don't have a lot of questions for her. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Mr. Rock?
As a forecast, I think my examination will be along the same short duration.
Okay. City? And this would be you on cross.
Right. I would anticipate about an hour.
Okay. About 6 hours, then we've got redirect from Baja. So we could go 6-7 hours with the witness. Let's set aside a day just so that we have that time.
Can we ask for two?
You can ask, yes.
I mean,
you can ask in any way.
Will you consider 2 days? Just, I mean, as the court has pointed out, the cadence that we tend to go is a little slower than anticipated. So if Mr. Larkin is anticipating 3 hours.
Yes.
I think, is there a way to accommodate at least maybe even a half a day? After that. So
and your concern is with this witness, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she does have a deposition.
Understood. Let's, what's party and witness availability for Wednesday, September 20th?
That's good. How can I talk?
Thank you, Ms. DeArmas. That was helpful. I believe that was her, yes. So we have witness availability.
I'm available for what day? September 20th.
Dewey's available.
We've got a thumbs up from Mr. Rock. City?
I think the city's available, and then potential rebuttal is available as well, but I'm not making any representations that we're calling any rebuttal witnesses, but I'm
listening for that very carefully, so. All right. All right, so let's mark on the calendar we have a day, September 20th, 9 a.m. We will certainly reconvene at that time. As to this witness, the request is that we set aside additional time to ensure that we complete the hearing.
And what day is the 20th?
Wednesday, September 20th, 9 a.m. A new Zoom invite will be sent to you and all representatives. You have her contact list going directly to her?
I don't.
Okay. The Zoom invite will go to Mr. Larkin, and Mr. Larkin, you need to provide that to the witness, okay?
Yep, I will do that.
Okay. I have the hearing room is open the following day, Thursday, September 21st, starting at 11. And I'm happy to reserve my time and the hearing room for the hearing through the remainder of that day.
So then the city would request that we reserve the afternoon of the 21st.
You want to go later in the day? Okay. No, you don't want to go start with 11. You want to go later?
Oh, yeah, I think to start at 1 or 1:30 or whatever time the hearing examiner thinks is appropriate after lunch.
Okay, we can start with 1.
Okay.
All right, so we're reserving for continuance on the hearing calendar Wednesday, September 20th, 9 a.m. and Thursday, September 21st, 1 to 5 p.m.
I do have a conflict on Thursday, but if you give me a minute, I can try to find the time.
You have I heard the part about you have a conflict, but your fingers block the other half weeks in.
I'm searching to see if I can narrow in the time that I need for that.
You're doing that now?
I am.
Okay. While Mr. Rock is looking at that, is there anything else as far as scheduling or procedural matters that we need to address before we adjourn today?
Not from
the city.
Okay. At the end of the hearing, we can discuss a closing schedule, just so you all know that you can anticipate that. I can tell you now it'll be written closing. With the length of the hearing, what we'll discuss at the end will be the schedule for it, but I will be asking for 2 rounds of briefing, so you'll all send in a closing brief and have an opportunity for a response. And we can talk about calendar for that when we get there.
I think at the moment I'm scheduled for an all-day event, but I can look to see if I can reschedule or move that other appointment if it comes to us.
Okay. We'll leave that to your powers, Mr. Rock. We will, for now, reserve for continuance the 20th and 21st, the second half of the day, the 21st. I'd like to ask that we not continue it beyond that. There was an oblique reference to rebuttal witnesses. This is a 2021 case, and I've been very generous with the parties to let you all put your case on as much as you possibly can. Everybody's had a very fair opportunity at all the witnesses. So can we identify anything now and not hope to see something later? I need to be fair to my other users of this hearing forum and everyone's schedule here as well to get this concluded.
As of now, we wouldn't anticipate any rebuttal witnesses. However, without hearing Ms. Darmus's testimony, I'm not sure how she's going to testify about certain things. So if there's something specifically related to her testimony, I didn't want to close the opportunity for the city to be able to put on rebuttal witnesses.
Okay.
But at this point, if we stopped right now, we wouldn't have any rebuttal.
All right. That's a useful clarification. My treatment with rebuttal I mean, I'm very tight with it. It has to be genuinely rebuttal to impeach somebody and responding. All, you know, it has to be specifically responding to the testimony that was brought before, and it has to be something that couldn't have been brought but for something that new came up in testimony. Recognizing that's a possibility, and I recognize that's what the city's probably saying they are reserving with regard to Mr. Armas. I will ask that the hearing conclude by the end of day on the 21st, but for some unforeseen need to reschedule the 21st to accommodate Mr. Rock's schedule. What I'm saying then in plain language is that this is our schedule. We need to get the witnesses in this time so that we don't continue beyond it. All parties' expectations are that we would complete the hearing on the 21st. Given the estimate of time for Ms. DeArmas, if she could carry on beyond allotted time on the 20th, but even so, there probably is some time still there if there's need for a rebuttal witness.
Understood.
Okay. Anything else we need to address before we conclude then? All right, very good. Thank you all. I'll see you later this month.
Thank you.
Thank you.